Okay, today is the 7th of March 2009, and a lot of people have a total misunderstanding of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Those terms are synonymous, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. There's not a fourth person. There isn't a Holy Spirit and a Holy Ghost. There's only one person in the Godhead that is called the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. If there were four people, then there wouldn't be a Trinity. And so, anyway, we've done a message before on Sermon Audio called The Gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're not speaking of modern-day charismata or speaking in tongues. But Mark wanted to make certain that we covered all bases. And so if this seems somewhat redundant tonight, you'll know why. You know, Mark, and this isn't a put-down, but Mark is redundant sometimes. He wants to cover things over and over. Now, what is your title tonight?
The Gift of the Holy Ghost Church.
The Gift of the Holy Ghost Church. Well?
By worshiping the Holy Ghost.
By worshiping the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, we cannot worship Jesus Christ without worshiping the Holy Ghost and the Father. We cannot worship the Father without worshiping the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we cannot worship the Spirit without worshiping the Father and the Son, because it's a package deal. The Bible says that you can look at creation and see His Godhead, the Father, the Son, and if you want to use the term Holy Ghost, that's fine. Those terms are used, the Holy Ghost is used a number of times in Scripture, but it's speaking of the same person in the Godhead as the Holy Spirit. And, you know, everybody today, you have to clarify terms. In the new charismata churches, you're always talking about the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Well, I'm going to just say this. The ghost they're talking about isn't very holy. The Holy Ghost would not carry on the way that these people in these charismatic churches are carrying on. They wouldn't be laughing. They wouldn't be throwing people across the stage. They wouldn't be carousing around with other people's wives. They wouldn't be dressing immodestly. They wouldn't be participating in the kind of things that these people participate. That is not the Holy Ghost. That is the devil's ghost. And so when people use that term Holy Ghost, you know, oh, the Holy Ghost got me. Or the Holy Ghost, you know, threw me across the stage. Or the Holy Ghost told me this about you. No, He didn't. Okay? If the Holy Ghost is going to reveal anything, it's going to align up with the Bible. If it goes against the Bible, it isn't the Holy Ghost is talking to you. I can tell you that. I've heard more people in the charismatic movement say the Holy Ghost told them something, and it's so against Scripture that it can't be the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, and the people now, the new catchphrase is the Spirit. The Spirit. You know, the Spirit spoke to me. And the New Agers even use that. You know? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Well, it's not the Spirit of Christ. Okay? And, you know, there was a rock group. And boy, now, well, I don't know if we call it rock group, but Barack Obama now is loves this group. You know what group he likes? Spirit, Wind, and Fire. Okay, well, that isn't the Holy Ghost. Spirit, Wind, and Fire. I'll tell you that right now, Barack Obama. Not killing little unborn babies. Not even killing them after they come out of the womb. Not telling people that homosexuality is not about, that's not spirit, wind, and fire of the God. I got an email today where now their pastors are sending, if Barack Obama asks a pastor to lead an invocation at one of his speaking engagements or something, they send the prayer to the White House for his approval before they pray it. And they make sure they do not use Jesus' name in any of their prayers. That isn't the Holy Ghost. That has nothing to do with praying to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is a false prayer. That is a false God. That is not God. That is not the Holy Ghost. Now, there's been a lot of, especially, you know, in the Pentecostal movement, the United Pentecostal Church, Assemblies of God Church, the Rod Parsleys of the world, the Benny Hinn's of the world, the Oral Roberts of the world, you know, the Hagans, all of these people that want to proclaim that they have the Holy Ghost. You know, that guy that I did a message on, bragging about having a $16,000 dog, like to talk about the Holy Ghost a lot. Holy Ghost didn't tell him to get a $16,000 dog, I'll tell you that. It goes against the Bible. These people are not listening to the Holy Ghost. They're blaspheming the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost by their actions. You know, some of the videos that are out with Benny Hinn, you know, that guy that used to run around with Benny Hinn, had pictures of him actually passing around drugs. I think his name was Brock.
Steve Brock.
And, you know, you don't hear much about Steve Brock anymore. He was a beautiful singer. All of this stuff. He lost his son first. It's a tragedy, but people want to attribute this to the Holy Ghost told me this. The Holy Ghost told me that. You know, that's what, when at the high heyday of their career, the old PTL club, Praise the Lord, which was Tammy Faye and Jimmy Baker, always talked about the Holy Ghost. You know, and there's a guy here in Kansas City that runs a very big church, Sheffield Family Life Center, and he's always talking about the Holy Ghost. Well, look, the Holy Ghost is primary role and function is to lift up Jesus Christ, to edify Jesus Christ and his office. The Holy Ghost's role is not to lift himself up, but to lift up Jesus Christ. You don't hear these people lifting up Jesus Christ. You hear them lifting up themselves. And they're talking about all the great ministry God has given me, and I've got, you know, I was thinking about Jesse Duplantis. I've got to have a plane. I've got to have a jet. I've got to have $1 million there, here and there. That is not the whole. That is the exaltation of man. That is not lifting up Jesus Christ. That is not edifying Jesus Christ. And so, the churches that are putting the name of the Holy Ghost in it, most of them are frauds. Most of them are the furthest thing away from biblical teaching. They are man-centered. You know, name it and claim it, health and wealth, gospel, steal it and reveal it. People bragging about driving around in their Lexuses, and their Cadillacs, and their Continentals, and their SUVs, and their million-dollar houses, and their big golden rings. I've said this many times. You know, Ray Stevens had it right. Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show? No, he would not. No, he would not. And these, all of these people are usually try to invoke the name of the Holy Ghost. They try to say that, you know, I got the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost acting like a flashing around your diamond rings and you're talking about how that you've got, you know, you can name and claim it and get anything you want. There was a guy, I forget his name now, but they found a bunch of his letters. He had a big TV audience. They had found a bunch of his letters out in the dumpster. All he'd do is when they'd send in, he'd get the money out and put it in the dumpster. Didn't care about these people. And that's what a lot of these people are doing that are taking on the name of the Holy Spirit and the name of the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people have taken on the name of Jesus Christ and have misused His name and dishonored His name. And a lot of people have also dishonored the Father. You know, I don't know how many... You know what the... Now, I'm not even going to say it the way they say it because it's blasphemy. But you know what the... You know, it's in vogue anymore. It's actually in vogue. Do you know how many times a day I hear this? I'm going to use the letter. Oh my G. Oh my G. Well, that's not their God. Not taking His name in vain like that. You know, the mayor of Kansas City even did it. Right on a talk show. Oh my G. You know, the Bible says that we are not to take His name in vain. God will not hold a guilty who makes His name in vain. And that includes the offices of His name. That includes the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. God will not, if you're taking the name of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, if you're taking the Holy Ghost's office in vain, you are absolutely blaspheming God's name. The offices of the Holy Spirit are a sacred office, and they're to be respected and revered. And people that go around telling other people, the Holy Ghost told me to reveal this to you, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you this, you know, it's all you have to do is listen to, yeah, what did the Holy Ghost tell you? And whatever comes out of their mouth, if it doesn't line up with the Bible, the Holy Ghost didn't tell them that. Pure and simple. Now, we're not going to go back over. Was today in a luncheon, and one of the people at the luncheon said, I think that one of these days they're going to quit speaking in tongues. No, they are not. Tongues have already ceased, the actual tongues. That happened back in the New Testament church. The reason people aren't going to stop babbling and they're not going to stop is because it's satanic. The devil's involved in it. It's false worship. It's false interpretation of the Bible. It's false doctrine. It's false assurance, it's false. Devils like to replicate the real thing. And that's what we see happening in our society today. That's why the charismatic movement has grown by such leaps and bounds. That's why the charismatic movement is so involved now, even in the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church has a whole group that speaks in tongues now. That's why the Presbyterian Church now has a whole group that speak in tongues in the Presbyterian Church. That's why the United Methodists now have a whole group speaking in tongues in what they call the glossolalia. And that's why we see this prevalent. It's not,
they say, oh, that the Bible says I'll pour out my spirit in those last days here, and so on.
Wait a minute. Go back to the book of Acts and read it. What did the apostle say there? He said, this is that was spoken by Joel the prophet. This is that. This is it. This is the event. And so, like I've said before, anytime I've ever attended a Pentecostal church, usually the women are the ones that are doing the babbling, and the men are standing there shaking their heads wondering what's going on, because it's totally out of control. And it's not people speaking in different languages, it's people speaking in babbling. That's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost edifies and builds up Jesus Christ. He's not the author of confusion. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. Now, sometimes God confounded the languages. He did in the Tower of Babel, because they were coming against him and his law. And that's what he's done with these people. The reason he said that I will send them strong delusions and they will believe a lie, that they all might be damned that believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. So those that are taking on the name of the Holy Ghost have believed the lie. And they want to propagate this lie, and that's why that movement is growing so rapidly. The Bible says, broad is the way, narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leads to damnation, and many there be that find it. The people that are promoting all this special revelation and stuff, they are on the broad way that leads to destruction. And they want everybody else to join in. And all it is we just want everybody, like I said in the last broadcast regarding the, you know, we were in our car today and flipping from station to station in Kansas City, the so-called Christian stations. And I looked over at Rosette and I said, you know what? It's getting more and more and more just like rock music. And you know what? You can go in any high density city in the United States and you'll find the same kind of Christian radio station. Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, St. Louis, San Francisco, San Diego, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Cincinnati, Ohio. Name any major city. You name it. You can find the same kind of Christian garbage on there. They say it's, you know, the same speakers. Isn't that interesting? Focus on the Family, Dr. David Jeremiah, Adventures in Odyssey. Why do the same people keep popping up in every city? It's franchise religion. It's a franchise. It's like Pizza Hut and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And people have made the Holy Ghost a franchise. They franchise the Holy Ghost, trying to. You can't franchise the Holy Ghost. He's not for sale. And people kind of need to be reminded of a little event that happened to some people that's lied against the Holy Ghost? What was their name?
Ananias and Sapphira.
Had a little Ananias and Sapphira going on today. Maybe people would quit doing that. Christ said that they were making what?
Merchandise
out of people. Oh, just let me send you anointing cloth. you know, just send me your money. That guy, what was his name? Started with a T. Tyndale. It wasn't Tyndale, something like that. Just send me your, you know, send your money and I'll get you a
Kendall.
Something like that. I forget. Yeah. Just send me your $25 and I'll send you a anointing cloth. I'll send you some. And there was Shambach. He was another one. Just send me $25 and I'll send you a special blessing. The Holy Ghost is not for sale. Well, now what? I'll tell you what. You join my monthly prayer, internet prayer band for $15 a month, and we'll pray and give you a special blessing every month. The Holy Ghost is not for sale. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. You can't order the Holy Ghost around. And that's what these people are trying to do. They're trying to order the Holy Ghost around. Just like those people that sing the song, "Let Jesus into your heart." You don't have to let Jesus do anything. Jesus is going to do whatever he wants to do. He says, "I work everything after the counsel of my own will. All things after the counsel of my own will. Not after our will." This is nothing but a bunch of will worship. That's all it is. People trying to order God around. You know, I remember about 10 years ago when it was so prevalent, when they were saying that you had to name and claim what you wanted, and you had to pronounce what you wanted in your life and all this stuff. No, you don't order God around. You're not the creator. God's the creator. You're under his auspices. He's not under your auspices. And I remember how some of those people in the Pentecostal movement, I just thought, man, they have a lot of audacity talking about the Holy Ghost the way they do. You know, I've got the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. There is no reverential fear of God anymore. And it's time we wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak, and realize that God is not going to share his glory with anybody else. He said, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure." And these people saying their counsel is going to stand, and he's going to do their pleasure. No, he is not. God said, "There is none beside me. I create darkness. I create evil. I do all these things." Yet you got people like Creflo Dollar up there saying, "I can do anything I want to do." No, he cannot. He couldn't take a next breath. In him we live and move and have our very being. Creflo Dollar will have to answer to God. And so will Benny Hinn, and so will Paul Crouch, and all the rest of them. For their blasphemy again and their idolatry. Creflo Dollar bragging about all of his wealth and fame and all that stuff. You know what? It's all going to pass away. We were born with nothing in this world, and we're not going to take anything out of it when we leave. And the moment after our soul leaves our body and we stand in the presence of God, these people are going to have a change attitude when they stand before the Almighty God. They're not going to be cocky anymore. They're no longer going to be cocky and ordering God around. It's going to be over. The party will be over then. So all of you people out there that put any credence into this charismata and all of this special revelation and people talking about the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Ghost told them, and the T.D. Jakes and all of these people out there that are pronouncing all of this stuff about health and wealth and prosperity and all of that, they need to get out their Bibles and read their Bibles. The Bible says that if we're in Christ, we're going to suffer persecution. These people don't even have a prayer what a persecution is. They're spoiled brats. Father, we pray that you would take this lesson, and we pray that you would open people's... We know that only the people's hearts that are your elect eyes will be opened and will understand that God is God and there is none beside Him. We pray that you would take this lesson and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.